But the first will be a message that will be delivered by Basilio Gutierrez, who's the vice president of ECAP. And this is a very important message for this meeting, for this conference. So I would like to invite Basilio Gutierrez to come over to the podium.
Amigas y amigos, chers amis, dear friends, compañeras y compañeros, I bring to you warmest greetings from Sergio Corrieri Hernandez, president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ECAP. We are very aware of the tremendous effort you have made to bring about this conference. We all acknowledge your work and your spirit of solidarity. The title of this solidarity conference, Breaking the Silence, means a great deal. It means breaking the unjust silence through which the enemy wanted to put away five Cuban heroes into prison for a long, long time. Five heroes whose main cause was to prevent terrorism against their country and also against other countries, including the United States and Canada. We should honor the title of the conference, Breaking the Silence Through Endless Hard Work and Effort. We have to create the perfect storm that will tear down walls and barriers, a storm that sweeps away lies and injustice and brings forth freedom for our five heroes. May they come back soon to their families and to their people. Together with us, we have Elizabeth, Ramon's wife, at this conference. She represents the spirit of the five, the spirit of their families, and the spirit of the whole Cuban people, and we are happy to have her among us. The cause of the five is the cause of the Cuban people for its sovereignty and its right to decide on its own future. Once again, on behalf of ECAP, I would like to express our gratitude to the Canadian Network on Cuba, La Tabla de Concertación de Solidaridad Quebec-Cuba, and the National Network on Cuba in the United States, and to all friends who have given their time and effort to make this conference the success that we are sure it will be. Free the five! Libertad para los cinco. Thank you very much.